Welcome to Time with Abba, the personal daily devotion podcast. Today is June 25th, Tuesday, 2019, day 176. Today's topic, when I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 139, verses 1 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 13, Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to verse 40, Proverbs 17, verse 26. Today's main passages. The first one, 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, "Go away with your family and stay for a while wherever you can, because the Lord has decreed a famine in the land that will last 7 years." The woman proceeded to do as the man of God said. She and her family went away and stayed in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, she came back from the land of the Philistines and went to appeal to the king for her house and land. The king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, and has said, "Tell me about all the great things Elisha has done." Just as Gehazi was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, the woman whose son Elisha had brought back to life came to appeal to the king for her house and land. Gehazi said, "This is the woman, my lord the king, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." The king asked the woman about it, and she told him. Then he assigned an official to her case and said to him, "Give back everything that belonged to her, including all the income from her land, from the day she left the country until now." The second passage, from Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set the meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, William Temple, born 1881, died 1944, says, "When I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't." Archbishop William Temple was the Archbishop of Canterbury from 1942 to 1944, and his father was also the Archbishop of Canterbury from 1896 to 1902. Today's 2 Kings and Acts gives us 2 big coincidences. The woman went to the king to ask for her land back, and at the same time, Elisha's disciple was there, witnessing to the king of how Elisha resurrected the woman's son. Then the woman and her son stood in front of the king. Wow. Here, although we cannot see how the woman prayed for that coincidence to happen, but we know how this woman experienced many miraculous deeds and prayers through Elisha, and she was willing to listen and obey to Elisha's warning to leave her home. And went to the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And she and her son came back after 7 years, catching that moment of coincidence. In today's Acts, we learn that if we trust God totally, even in severe sufferings, and we pray and praise, coincidences would happen. Earthquake happened, all the doors were opened, all the chains opened, and the jailer and his family baptized and were being saved. Wow. Yesterday, Michelle and I went to visit a couple with the rector of Toronto Emmanuel Church, Reverend Canon Edmund Hall, and Pastor Jessica. Miraculous things happened during our visit, and the couples received Jesus as their Savior and Lord after that. Was that a coincidence? Pray, coincidences happen. Do you believe? The sad thing is that nowadays in most churches, prayer meetings is the gathering with the less people attend. Really sad. Hope you are one of those who attend whenever there is a prayer meeting. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know, to be willing to take action and to experience that when we pray, coincidences happen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message helping you to experience more coincidences? Number two, what is your faith and action to ask the Lord to pray more? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.